All right, listen up. This is Hoxton on Audio Boom. Get your ears working, people.
Hello, I'm Alice Taplin, and welcome to the Christmas edition of Double Tap, Audio Boom's official gaming podcast. Today, we've got something a little bit different for you, as there'll be no gaming news or feature interview this week. Instead, I've brought back Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek, who joined me on the first episode, and this time we'll be talking about all things gaming at Christmas. I thought we'd start off with kind of like a bit of nostalgia, considering it's Christmas. Do you remember what your first console or game-related gift that you got for Christmas was?
It was a Nintendo NES. Yes, that dates me. Shows how old I am. I was probably 8 or 9. It was definitely, it had to be in like 1989 or 1990, I think, because Nintendo came out in 1985. Yeah, I remember just sitting under the tree. I didn't get a lot of what I wanted that year.
Oh,
and
that's sad.
I mean, 8-year-old kid kind of like wants the world, right?
Well, that's true, I guess.
Well, I open it and, you know, you start to see the N out of it, and then I instantly flipped out, you know, because you don't, once that excitement hits you and the adrenaline from it, and then you're just like in shock and you're like, oh my God, it's almost like you're given $1 million.
Yeah.
To an eight-year-old, you might as well have given me, you know, that was the equivalent. And then my sister was like, I'll help you hook it up. And I said, no, you're not touching it. But yeah, I mean, it was an exciting time. And that was the time when you got two games packed in with it. Because obviously it had the Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And it came with the accessory, which was the light gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I sat there for so many hours playing duck hunting, shooting those damn birds.
I do remember getting the PS1, but I can't remember whether I think my brother got that for Christmas, and I just got secondhand excited because I was like, yeah, I know that now that he's got that, I'll be playing it as well. So I just started, I think I must have just started asking for games on the PS1 that were for me to play and not for him to play. And then that's how, yeah. And then I stuck with the PlayStation ever since. When my brother started getting Xboxes for Christmas, and I was like, betrayal.
Betrayal.
But so what do you think, because quite a lot of people get games or games consoles for Christmas, why do you think that's kind of like a tradition to give those things around Christmas?
It's such a special holiday, right? I mean, it's the one time of year that you can surprise somebody in a big way and buy things that they never expected. I remember asking my mother all year for a Sega Genesis, and when that got announced, and I just said, Mom, I need this. I need it. It's oh my God. I was like, what was it? It's 16-bit graphics instead of 8. We gotta have it. It's so important. And the buildup alone, like, I know for me as a parent now, I love the buildup and the utter joy that you see on someone's face when they open something. And it doesn't even have to be a console, but any gift that's a big thing that somebody really wanted. So I think that it's just that time of year when people come together and you get to see something on someone's face that you never get to see throughout the year is just utter joy and happiness.
I like to break it down like my parents were always those ones that were like, you spend too much time behind that console. So I think I used Christmas as a time to be like, well, a lot of these games are expensive and my parents aren't going to buy them for me any other time of the year, so I'll just put all of them on my Christmas list and they're bound to get me at least one of them.
I remember my mother, she tricked me pretty bad. She got me, okay, so, you know, it's a classic box within a box within a box within a box.
Oh, yeah.
And so she played that one on me. And then And then I saw the game and I got really excited. And then I opened it and there wasn't anything there. And
wow.
I broke down. I was like, what is happening? Why did you do this? And then, but then she pulled it out and she was like, gotcha. And
okay, good.
I was happy again.
I'm glad that was the ending. I'm glad that was the ending to that story. And she wasn't just like, psych, and then just moved on.
Oh my gosh. I just saw a video recently on YouTube where a father did that to a son.
Oh no.
And he had, it was like a PS4 box. And the kid was just, he was so elated and like, he was so happy. And then he opens it. And there's like bricks inside, and the father's laughing his ass off, like just walks out of the room, and the kid is just destroyed.
Oh God!
And that was it. Like that was seriously that he seriously was like, "Yep, there you go." I could never see myself doing that. I was like, "Oh my goodness, this is terrible."
Something online recently where it was, I think he was 12 or 13 or something. He must have been. Must have been 13, and he had done this entire like PowerPoint presentation for his parents for why they should buy him GTA for Christmas or something. It was amazing. It was like he was like, I'm old enough now for the mature themes, and I won't play it when my 8-year-old sister is in the house. And I was like, sure you won't. My brother said he wouldn't do that, and then there I was as a 10-year-old going around shooting people for their money. So you know. Not in real life.
You turned out fine.
I swear, every time I record this, I end up sounding like a psychopath or something.
You know, when I was younger, I had I didn't have GTA when I was younger, but you know, when I had the Sega Genesis, which my mother did get me for Christmas, I had, you know, Mortal Kombat. That came out on the Sega and stuff. So that was, you know, I had my mature games and I was younger then. It obviously wasn't in the vein of GTA. I mean, that thing, Jesus. I mean, just shooting people when you're 10 is just insane. I mean, I'll take someone's head off and leave their spine, but
I mean, that cuz that's not, you know.
The other participant was willing to be in that fight and they knew what was happening, but those poor pedestrians that you've just murdered, I mean,
I needed the cash.
Passenger, show us your hands. Stop. Get down on your knees. Now down on your stomach.
There you go. I'll take that, Hernandez.
Hey, that's my paper, man. That's money.
This is drug money.
It's my money, man.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'll fill it out later.
So, we'll move on now to Christmas themes in games. You know, a lot of people do entire levels. Some of them do little Easter eggs. Some of them just put new skins on their levels. Mm-hmm. What would you say were some of your favorites of those and why?
Actually, I have a current favorite.
Okay.
And it is Rocket League. I don't know if you're into this game, but if you're not, you need to be. It is an online multiplayer game. It is about, I'm sure you've heard of it, where you get into your nice little cool car and you hit a soccer ball into a goal.
Yeah.
But they have some of the best DLC. A lot of it's for free. Last night I was playing with the 8-Bit Geek guys and I unlocked some antlers for my car and it has a string to Christmas lights on them. And then I have an antenna that's a wrapped present, and so it's awesome. And then they put in a ice skating rink where it's hockey, and they made the ball a puck, and so you can play that exclusively. It is fantastic what they do with Rocket League and the way that they treat their customers, and the DLC for their Christmas is amazing. And so that's my current favorite right now. Some other ones. I think MMOs do a really fantastic job when it comes to the winter festivities. One of my favorites, and this is kind of a deep pull. I don't know if many people still love it or play it, but Guild Wars really showed me my first real big experience with Winter Wonderland in games. They, you know, they had quests where you can get gear that was Santa themed, and you know, they had candy cane drops, and you can run around and talk to NPCs, and I mean, they'd really, the experience was really cool because it was immersive. And I think that was one of my first times that I really experienced something in game that was that deep. And you know, they spent a lot of time on it, and I think it was a lot of fun. I think MMOs overall do a really good job.
How about, and I'm gonna go back again to sounding like a complete psychopath, but how about those games like GTA and stuff where you go around and you're basically like dressed as Santa and everyone is dressed Christmas themed, but then it's still like you're shooting, I don't know, snowmen, or you're shooting, or like in GTA where they had, I think they replaced, if in the latest one, they replaced guns with snowballs.
That was great.
I do quite like the kind of juxtaposition, I guess, of like, oh, Christmas, oh, it's a happy time with, like, let's kill people with snowballs.
Listen, there's nothing I love more than seeing some just the beautiful snow falling onto the ground and then covering it in red blood.
Yeah, they're definitely going to use these podcasts as evidence, I swear.
Yeah, those are, I mean, that's a great, that's a great time. That gets everybody into the spirit. I don't know how festive you are, but I know that, I know when I'm playing some games, I just want to start a fire and eat some and drink some hot chocolate. And, you know, like one. Okay, so if you want some demonic Christmas, I would suggest Killing Floor. They had amazing Christmas DLC for you. And so you can, your enemies were turned into demonic snowmen.
Okay.
Gingerbread zombies.
Amazing.
And so they, I mean, yeah, it was, it's, it was pretty awesome. And so you can have your way with that. And so I love all the Christmas in video games.
One kind of weird one I saw on the internet, and I haven't played it, but I just thought, I read the synopsis for it, and I just thought it was like probably one of the weirdest things I'd ever heard in terms of Christmas stuff. But it was Duke Nukem, and it was their Christmas like expansion or the Christmas level or something. And the synopsis for it is, Santa Claus has been captured and brainwashed by the alien maggots that Duke defeated last time. However, to make matters worse, there's supposed to be a new enemy force calling themselves the Feminist Elven Militia. Duke Nukem needs to travel the North Pole in order to stop Santa Claus and the intruders, together with whatever evil plan he has planned. And I was just like, Feminist Elven Militia. What?
Listen, I don't know what that means. I never played that level.
Neither have I.
But it sounds like I should.
And I was trying to look up, after I'd read this, I was trying to look up, like, what the, why Feminist Elven Militia? Like, what? Why? Listen. And there was just no explanation. I was like, okay.
There is, oh, there's an Easter egg in Fallout 4 for Christmas.
Is there? Oh my God, how have I not heard about this?
Okay, so if you go to Diamond City on Christmas Day,
which I haven't even been there place, yet.
What's that?
I haven't even been to Diamond City yet.
You haven't gotten to Diamond City yet?
I like could have done, but I was too busy with my settlement and with building that.
Oh my goodness.
I mean,
okay.
I'm not a very good in-game mother. I'm not looking for my child. I'm busy building stuff.
I know, right? It's just like, by the time I find that kid, I'm going to be like 55 in game. He's going to be 30. If you go there on the in, it has to be the in-game time, right? It's not real world time. So go there in game on the 25th and you, the whole city will be lit up with lights and Christmas trees everywhere. And so it's, there's your Easter egg if you want to find that in Fallout 4.
Yeah, everybody. I was thinking about Fallout 4 because I was thinking, you know how you can listen to the radio and everything in game? I was like, what would make this perfect is if I was shooting all of these radiator things while listening to Christmas songs.
Oh my God. You have, wow, you have blown my mind. That would be incredible.
I know, right? I just,
how fantastic would it be to jingle bell your way all the way to just mowing someone down.
Shooting all of the raiders while listening to all of the Christmas classics.
Yeah. That's a fantastic idea. That's really fun. I hope they do that. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to try to look at my in-game calendar. Hopefully I haven't passed the 25th yet, but if I'm going to turn on my radio on the 25th and see if there's Christmas music.
And if there isn't, then we totally need to suggest this. But
if there isn't, get listening. Then we do it ourselves.
Oh yeah,
and then we mod it in.
Can make all of the money, all of it.
All the cash.
All of the caps. What would you want to see, Christmas wise, in a game that you haven't already?
Oh my gosh! The only thing this is bad. Oh, I got an image in my head as soon as you asked that question. And like, I'd love to see this like perfect setting in a house, right? And everyone's like surrounding the Christmas tree and everyone's all, you know, everyone's ready to eat dinner and perfect setting. And then all of a sudden, just this horde, they could be zombies, whatever, break through the windows, the tree goes up in flames, everyone's screaming, and all of a sudden the father just pulls out from underneath the table
like an Uzi.
Oh God. That'd be fun.
Oh my God, are you describing like what you want to see in a game, or are you describing what you just want to see on Christmas Day in your house?
They're both the same, right?
Yeah. Precisely. Although I feel like if I say that games are really realistic, then all the crazy things I've been saying over the past few weeks on this podcast will be like, oh God, she's mental. But
okay, then I will say then, I definitely only want to see that in game.
Yeah, totally. It's not like, you know, I play so many apocalypse games because one day I want to be a really badass person in apocalypse. Nope. Only in the games.
Right? I feel like I'm just in training.
Precisely. This is what other people just don't get. Like, they can rely on me in an apocalypse because I played video games.
Right.
It's the same
thing. I know how this works. You know, you don't split up. You definitely don't run away. You gotta fight. Or else you're just gonna get eaten or killed or whatever. Follow me. I know the way. I'll take care of you. And then afterwards, we'll sit underneath a Christmas tree and we'll unwrap some gifts.
And then we're doing that, a horde of zombies will come in. The tree will go up in flames. and the cycle starts again. Yep. Yeah, I would definitely play that because nothing's better than a horde of zombies in Santa hats climbing after you, is it? Thank you for joining me for our Christmas special. As always, you can check out the 8-Bit Geek podcast on Audio Boom. There will be no episode next week, so I will see you in 2 weeks' time, where we will be going through all the biggest games you can look forward to in 2016, as well as taking a visit to London's very own gaming bar.
Double Tap is an Audio Boom production written and presented by Alice Taplin.